Here's the text translated into English. Note, the original text is already in English, so no translation is needed. Trump may push Japan for help with Iran war in White House meeting. Oil rises after Iran strikes Middle East energy facilities. Gold prices pinned below 4,900 dots as rate uncertainty dulls safe haven appeal. Fed, BOC strike hawkish tones as top central banks convene in war's shadow. Oil extends gains to rise 5.6% after Iran attacks. Gulf energy facilities. U.S. lawmakers urge Rubio to seek tough standards in any Saudi nuclear power pact. Exclusive. U.S. weighs military reinforcements as Iran war enters possible new phase. Oil prices surge. Brent rallies over 4%. WTI near 100 B-bill on Iran escalation. Story on challenges to Trump decision on climate regulations withdrawn. U.S. oil exports seen rising as WTI discount to Brent hits widest in 11 years. U.S. explored linking Hormuz naval escorts to government insurance, FT. KeyBank names best oil stocks to buy as crude surges past $80 a barrel. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.48%. 8 states sue to block Nexstar's plan to acquire rival Tegna. Tencent shares slide as AI spending plans overshadow strong Q4 earnings. Weibo shares plunge over 10% on weak Q4 earnings. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 1.65%. HSBC weighs deep job cuts as AI overhaul unfolds, Bloomberg News reports. Asia stocks slip, BOJ holds rates, flags oil-driven inflation risks. Musk says SpaceX, AI, Tesla will keep ordering Nvidia chips at scale. Malaysia's exports rise 10.8% in February on manufactured goods demand. Australia unemployment rate rises to 4.3% in Feb as full-time jobs decline. War hits Tehran's Grand Bazaar as prices surge and shops shut. Instant View Fed holds rates steady as expected, calls inflation somewhat elevated. Vance to meet with oil trade group acknowledges rough road ahead. On gas prices, U.S. factory orders barely rise in January. Crude oil inventories rise unexpectedly, pressuring oil prices. U.S. factory orders meet expectations, reflecting economic stability. U.S. producer prices rise at hotter than anticipated pace in February. PPI surges, outpacing forecasts and previous figures. China's February youth jobless rate dips to 16.1%. Voters rocked by war and tariffs could add to market angst in upcoming elections. Analysis: investors face cloudier Fed rate view as Iran war grips markets. Investors react to BOJ's decision to hold rates. China set to keep rates steady as Mideast war clouds inflation outlook. Trump threatens to blow up. Southpar's gas field if Iran attacks Qatar again. Yen under pressure as BOJ and Fed hold rates steady. Japan lower house approves Takeuchi's dovish nominees to fill BOJ board. Bitcoin price today slides below $71 as traders pair Fed cut bets. Bitcoin slips to $71 as risk assets slide on hot inflation data, Fed uncertainty. Aster expands WLFI collaboration, launches USD1-denominated perpetual markets. Bitcoin takes a breather as focus remains on Iran war, central bank decisions. ChangeNow launches private send to break blockchain address tracking. Aster chain launch, defining a new era for on-chain privacy and transparency. GSR acquires Autonomous and Architect to launch integrated capital markets and treasury platform for crypto. Mantle Vault on Bybit, powered by Aave and CN, bridges 1.25 Bs in DeFi depth to 80M CeFi users. Bybit launches Queen of P2P, referral campaign across Southeast Asia with cash rewards. Citi lowers Bitcoin, Ethereum targets amid slow legislative progress. Reviva Pharmaceuticals prices $10 million public offering at $1.50. Kathy Woods ARK sells Guardant Health stock, buys Arcturus Therapeutics. Vaxcyte publishes VAX-31 phase 1 half study results in Lancet. Cleo Fields from Louisiana's 6th District invests in Microsoft Corporation. Neil Dunn trades in Cadence Bank for Huntington Bank shares in IRA account.